Well, now to that purchase of land in the Murray-Darling Basin by an international conservation group. Bankrolled by an agricultural company, it's bought two cattle stations in western New South Wales in a bid to help protect the Murray-Darling River system. The joint venture has spent $55 million on 33,000 hectares of land and water rights, with the intention of conserving the Great Kumbung Swamp while maintaining agricultural operations on the site. Moira Shields has our report.
Juandbung and Boyong stations northwest of Hay lie at the end of the Lachlan River, where it feeds into what's known as the Great Kumbung Swamp. It's one of the largest wetlands of its kind in the Murray-Darling Basin. Rich Gilmore is the regional director of the international environment protection organisation, the Nature Conservancy, and the new owners of the site.
Unlike other rivers in the Murray-Darling Basin, it actually doesn't flow into the Murrumbidgee or the Murray most years. It terminates in this wetland, and it's, as it does that, it provides incredible habitat for more than 130 bird species and 200 plant species.
The swamp sits adjacent to the 87,000 hectare Nimikaira wetland, a site also jointly managed by the Nature Conservancy. This latest purchase has been financed with help from the private sector, with Tiverton Agriculture contributing towards the $55 million purchase price of the two riverina properties. Rich Gilmore says that makes this the most valuable private conservation-focused purchase in Australian history.
It's a great way of demonstrating across the Murray-Darling Basin that agriculture and nature don't always have to be in conflict. We can do these things together, we can do them in balance if we do them in responsible ways.
There are almost 20,000 hectares of wetlands within the two properties being acquired. As the site's new custodians, the Nature Conservancy plans to direct 13,000 megalitres of supplementary water for environmental purposes, while continuing to graze thousands of cattle on the land.
We think that can be consistent with the conservation values on the property, and it's a great way of demonstrating across the Murray-Darling Basin that agriculture and nature don't always have to be in conflict.
The site also boasts one of the biggest privately owned red gum forests in the world, along with a firewood business. It's promised the new arrangements will see 24 jobs remain in the riverina and help boost economic development across the region.
They're talking about deriving an economic benefit from these sites, farming them, if you will, sustainably. I think that's probably a good outcome.
Danny Thomas from CBRE Agribusiness sold the farms to the new owners.
Ethical investing is sensibly the flavour of the month in an environment where conservation groups certainly recognise that some of the best ways for them to effect change is to put their money where their mouth is and buy these properties and set them aside.
An international wetlands expert, Professor Max Finlayson from Charles Sturt University, is excited at the purchase.
This is absolutely wonderful. It could be a model for other people. We've argued for a long time that to manage wetlands, to manage river systems, we need to work with private landowners. Because, I mean, most of the river land, most of the wetlands are on private land anyway. So it's, you know, if we can get good relationships and good schemes in place through private arrangements, I'm all for it.
And the Australian boss of the Nature Conservancy agrees, promising there's more to come.
We're very confident that as more and more investors see the success of projects like the Great Kumbung, that there'll be more examples of this replicated right across the agricultural landscape and across the economy.
That's Rich Gilmore from the Nature Conservancy. Moira Shields reporting.